Today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. We continue on with the Ma'amorim of Rabbi Yochanan. We start with Rabbi Bar Chana, and we're up to Ayin Dalet Amud Beit, and we were about to begin the sugya five lines up from the bottom. Ki Ata Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ma'i Dechtiv Ki Hu Ayamim Yisada Ve'al Neharot Yechonenea. What's the meaning of the reference to Eretz Yisrael as being Miyusad, founded on various seas and on rivers? Elu shiv'a yamim v'arba'a neharot shemekifim et Eretz Yisrael. This refers to the seven seas and the four rivers that surround together Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elu ein shiv'a yamim. I see Barnea has chickened out. We don't have our map. I don't know. So the shiv'a yamim are Yama Shel Tveria. We have the Yama Kinneret, we have the Yama Melach, which is called Yama Shel Sidon. The Yama Shel Chilat, the Yama Shel Cheltat, probably it should say Yama Shel Eilat, not Chilat. It's a very obvious mistake. So the other sea is in Eilat, which is mentioned already in Melach and Shlomo. So there we have the large seas on that side. And we also have the Yama Shel Chilta and the Yama Shel Sivchi, which we talked about yesterday, apparently is another, it's a reference to that waterfall, you know, in Elram, on the way up to the Golan. There was that large pool, the beautiful waterfall. Elram, they call it. It's around where they sell the Druze love to sell the little wrapped bags of full amitsu. Okay, I've never been there, but it was a very beautiful place. And the Yama probably should say of Apamia, which is apparently there was some Yama in the city in Syria, Apamia, which is mentioned a few places. And then you have the Yamagadol itself. And the Arba Naharot are the Yarden, the Yarmuch, the Kirom Yenud, and the Figa. Ki Ata Rav Dimi Omer Rabbi Yonatan Atid Gavriel Asot Kenigya, getting back to Leviathan, that Gavriel is going to be making a big Leviathan hunt. Shenema HaTimshoch Leviathan. Do you think you're so great that you will be Timshoch Leviathan Bechaka? You're going to be able to get a hook into the Leviathan, of a Hevel Tashkia L'Shano, you'll be able to pull him in with a Hevel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Eov, what connection do you have to any of the big things in life? But in the end, L'maisel Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozroi No Yecholo, even Gavriel won't be able to bring in the Leviathan. Shneamar, it's only the Oso, Dafka, the one who made him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be Yagesh Karbo. Until he takes out his sword to get the Leviathan, it's hopeless. Ki Ata Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan B'Sha'a Shel Leviathan Ra'ev. When Leviathan gets hungry, watch out. Motzi hevel mipiv umartiach kol mimot shebimetzula. So what it does is it boils up the sea, and that way it gets already a nice fish soup. You know, the whole area is stew, right? Yeah. Shenemar yartiach kasir mitzula. It says he boils up the depth like a seer, like in a pot. So this is clearly b'zman that he needs to eat food, like everybody cooks in a mitzulah. This is the continuation of the pasuk. If it hadn't been that the head of the Leviathan is attached basically to its mekor in Gan Eden, so then boy would that stink. But since Gan Eden is full of besomim, so on the contrary, it turns the yam yasim kemer kacha. The Kapozik continues to say that the Leviathan turns the sea into a spice shop, basically. Uvisha'ash et sama, when the Leviathan gets thirsty, oset lamim tlamim bayam. By its drinking, it causes deep furrows in the yam. Shema acharav ya'ir nativ. So the nativei hayam light up from the ore of the Leviathan that's soaking them in. Omer v'acha bar Yaakov, this creates such a mess in the Tahom that it takes 70 years to turn things back to normal. So, because it says, "Ein tohom chozelei tohom atshivim shana," because it says, "Yachshov tohom leseiva." So, seiva, ein seiva, v'chuta mishivim. You need 70 years to be called seiva. Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot su'uda letzadikim mibisaro shel Leviathan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a su'uda. Shenemar, we find the lashon of yichru. Yichru, we're going to prove, means a meal. Yichru elav chabarim, which we understand to be chaberim. Yechetzuhu ben kena'anim. So what does that mean? So yichru, kira, obviously a kira is a su'uda. That we know, shenemar, vayichred lahem kira gedola. It was all my son. when Elisha brought in the Aram soldiers, he brings them into Shomron. So the Shiloh was, should they kill him or should they send him back home after a big meal? Right, they made a big meal. And they said, just give a little message over there. Next time it won't be so nice. That was the last time that Aram sent in Marines in Eretz Yisrael. So there it says that the Seuda at Kartz, it says, Vayuchlu v'yishtu, so obviously the Kira Gdola was a Seuda. Ve'in chabarim el ha-tamidei ha-chachamim, shema yoshevet baganim chaverim, makshivim lekolei ha-shmi'ini. V'yashar, the leftovers, after the Seuda mechakinotum, v'yosim bo sechoram b'shukei Yerushalayim. That the Shiraim, they are able to sell in Yerushalayim. It has to be in Yerushalayim because it was Basar Kodesh. Shenemar, the Basar continues to say, Yechetzu ben Kenanim, they'll split it up between the Kenanim. Ve'in Kenanim el Tagarim. Shenemar Kenan biyado moznei mirma la shokahiv. He loves to be oshek other people. But, so this is supposed to be a remez to the ones who bought their way into the Siddur Shel Yosef. People who zeichet the Siddur Shel Yosef. That could be both Yisachar and Zvulun, but then there's people who just buy their way in. Yeah, put up a plaque here and there, give a donation here and there. Okay, so they're the Kenanim. No, Kenanim also get a piece, because they already paid in advance. V'boitei memiyacha, asher sechorea sarim kina'anea nichbedei aretz, which is a better raya to this pshat, yeah? V'yomer Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It was set aside to be Hekish L'chatchila. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Makish L'atid L'vo. I mean, that's how the Marsha learned that it's called over here. It has to be in Yerushalayim Dafka because it has the same thing inside. Makes sense? Yeah. V'yomer Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot sukkah letzadikim me'oro shel Leviathan. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give mussar to Yov, who thinks he knows something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Hatimalei besukot oro, you're going to fill up the sukkah with the oro of the Leviathan, what do you know? So that shows clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mimalei sukkah ba'oro. So Zakha osim lo sukkah. So if a person's mamash on a madrega for a full sukkah, so he's zakha to a sukkah. Lo zakha, but we also find there's a lower darga in the pasuk that if he's not zakha to a sukkah, so at least he can be zakha to a tzlatzal. That's just the shade, basically. So the shade without the mechitzes would be the tzlatzal, because it continues on that atimalei b'sukkot ro uv tzlatzal dagim rosho. So there's obviously a tzlatzal, which we call tzlatzal of a shade, that is made of dagim. So Eov are unable to even make the tzilzal.
The skin of the loisak is
a schach and mechitzas. Both. Yeah.
Four walls. Interesting.
It's not really the dinim of a sukkah. Right, right. So it shouldn't be kosher for schach.
Right. No,
it's not kosher to eat either, that, for the sukkah. Medrash said it. Who says it's kosher fish? It's Medrash, not a kosher fish, but it's okay because you don't need to keep kosher.
But that's why they fed the fish. Nobody would argue about the meat, the action.
Yeah, but Lamaisa doesn't work out too good. That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechita not being good enough. But the fish. Yeah. So there's also another daga. If you're zeicha, you can be zeicha to a tzilzal. But lo zacha, the most you'll get is a necklace, an anak, shenemar. Because we find that we talk about Liviat Chen. So Liviat Chen is Liviatan. Right? So Liviatan is Liviat Chen. If can be L'Roshecha, that's if you're Zorcha to the Tzilzal. But if not, it becomes Anakim L'Gagarotecha. So the very thing which for others is Liviat Chen L'Roshecha, the lower dark is only to have the Anakim. Then there's yet a lower dark. Zacha Osim Lo Anak. Lo Zacha, the most you get out of it is a Kamiya. It's a little Kamiya. Just enough to be maskir. Shenemar, vatikshirena la na'arotecha. So what is it exactly? This is going back to Eov. We're going back and forth. It's going back to Eov. We continue on. Will you take the Leviathan and tie it into a little thing that you put on your kids? Vashar porsa kadosh baruch hu kol mot Yerushalayim. The rest of the or, before we're talking about the meat of the Leviathan, the rest of the or Leviathan will be put on the walls of Yerushalayim. V'zivo mavhik misofo olam v'atsofo, like the Or HaGanuz, shenemar v'olchu goyim la'orech u'mlachim lenoga zarchech. And now we'll interrupt for a word from our sponsor, Barnea, who will give us back the... We already went through the sugya.
Give me more time, I'll do better. I'll use another 3 hours.
Okay, very good. We'll continue. We'll put it in at the end. So, continue to the Gemara.
It seems like this
scale of the Yasa
was very reflective.
Right, that's the Tlamim also. The Tlamim were shining with the aura of the Yasa. That's the, like furrows. That's the Rabbi Meir's original drasha, right? And it's Sifresh Rabbi Meir. Ayakatuf kotnot or with an aleph, kotnot or. So the or goes back to the or of Gan Eden, and it's referring to Misofa Olamatsofa. Yomolei machlis rosh of Gan Eden. Because the whole inyan of the Liv Yasa is that it's continued livui from Gan Eden. That's why it doesn't change. It doesn't. It's the Misachik in Liv Yasa. The Misachik in Liv Yasa is the continued, it's a game. It doesn't need to be involved in all of the tzoras of the, well, we don't perceive it as a game, we perceive it as a deadly serious. But Lamaisa, the story is really a game, like we see with Yitzchak Avinu, the time when we come back to Gan Eden. Say, come off it, don't take it so seriously. So it's Misachak in Liv Yasa, that goes all the way back to the Inyonim of Gan Eden. It's Malava person always, which is what a sukkah is, basically. Sukkah provides a space of livui. That's why we need to make Davka a sukkah from Liv Yasa. Okay, but in any event, we spoke a lot about this on the Sukkot, so I'm going to go to the, this is the Teva of Neach, the Inyonim of Livui Lahalacha. Unbelievable. Lahalacha, you walk along with a guy, four amos, between one city and the other. It makes an afkamina if he's getting killed on the way or not getting killed on the way. It's an afkamina. You're going to protect him. You see that defining area in which he goes makes all the difference in the world to a person. Walks out being a different person. He's in a different space. Somebody who's zeicha to the or of the Liv Yasa, zeicha and olam hazeh also to that livui. V'samtichat kod shimshotayeh. So, now, once already we're talking about that or, so now we will talk about the shine of Yerushalayim that we said last Lava is misofa olam atzofa, which is the oro shel Yatana, becomes oro by Yerushalayim with an aleph. So there HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes in Yeshayahu the walls of Yerushalayim, that they will be made out of chatkod. Chatkod l'maisa is itself the name of a valuable stone. But all of these things are, we're going to be derished them. The truth is, avnei egdach. Egdach is also used as a particular stone. But it also means to be kodeach. To be kodeach means to cut out. So in a darshan, the lashon, first of all, shimshotayeh, not as your sons, but as shemesh umagim. So shemesh umagim means we can use that as a lashon of a wall, something that now protects you. Omrabo shmo bar nachmeni, it's a machlokas exactly what now these things are. So there's a machlokas of two malachim in the Shamayim. We don't usually get information about those machlokas between Gavriel and Michael, but Tosfos says this was Eliyahu HaNavi gave over this information, and they're arguing about this in the Shamayim. Others say, well, they don't have information about what's going on in the Shamayim, but we know there's two Amoroyim that argue about in Eretz Yisrael, and that's Yehuda and Chizkiah b'nei Rebbe Chiya. Anyway, the question is, what stones we're talking about? So Chanomer Shoham, Avnei Shoham, and Chanomer Yashpe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, let's paskin that it should be both. Kat kot, kadein v'chadein. So it's a reference to both shitas about what type of stones are roy to use for the Avnei Yerushalayim. V'sharayek l'avnei egdach. So the pasha avnei egdach, we're going to darshan, means you take a large oven, and you're kodeach that oven, so that you don't build the walls out of separate avanim. You start with an oven that's the size of the opening plus. You make the size of the opening for the shahr in that stone, and you put up the whole stone, and it becomes now part of Chomot Yerushalayim. Ki hadi yativ Reb Yochanan v'kadorish. Reb Yochanan was sitting and was darshaning that atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'avi avanim tovot ma'argoliot, shem shloshim al shloshim, v'chokek behen eser al esrim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring 30 by 30 valuable stones, and cut out an opening of 10 amot by 20 amot, which is the shiur of the chomot, of the Sha'arei Yerushalayim. Umamidan b'Sha'arei Yerushalayim. Bring the whole thing as one piece, stick it up, and that will become the actual gate. Liglega lavoto tamitzu. There's a certain Talmud who was a big doubter over there, who was giggling at this stupidity. Hashtike beyata de tzilzil alo meshkechina kuleya meshkechina. You can go around looking for the Hope Diamond, you don't find something big enough to be even like the size of a little egg of the tzitzla bird. So we're going to find something that's 30 by 30. Leamim came days later where, of course, we're talking about a mocher, a svina. The Talmud svina took off. By the way, you'll notice that the word for hidden things in Hebrew is safun. And so something is safun, it's tamun. Amocherat asvina is just a place that you would expect to find sifunot. So when this Talmid went in his sifina, in the yam, so he found all the things that were sifunot from him. So he saw a vision of Malachi Asharet, the Yatvi Vekominatsri Avanim Tovot Magalio. He sees Malachim sitting, and they've got this electric saw over there, and they're cutting Shloshim HaShloshim. They're cutting these big stones that are valuable, sapphire, whatever the yashpeit, and v'kalkuk v'meser v'rum meserim, they've cut out an opening of 10 by 20. So he says to the Malachi Asharet, he says, Ani Laman, what is this for? Amar lo yatir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'amidam b'sharei Yerushalayim, so we're working on it, just be ready. So he comes back to Rabbi Yochanan. He tells Rabbi Yochanan, drosh Rabbi, l'chana eli drosh, kasher amarta, kein ra'iti. Oh, you idiot. Reika, Malay Raita Loya Manta, what are you? Malak Lega Divreka Hamimata? Natani Navbovna se Galshalat Samot. He did the old Saruman, there's nothing left of him. So that took care of him. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a guy to start up with, let me tell you, this is not the only time he did. So, okay, Mamela, you didn't see. Okay, fine. Yes. The first time. My Rebbe Reb Chaim always used to ask him, why, when he was malaglig, why didn't he do something? Dafka, when he comes back and saying, you're right, that's the time. The chutzpah, mainly, you don't understand, you don't know. Come back, say, oh, good, drop that, you idiot. That's exactly what the reaction should be. So, another maisa, it says, continues in the pasuk, that here it's mashma, we're going to see that the shear was the regular shear that we have today. That was out of 30 by 30, you cut 20 by 10. The problem is that it's mashma, that's way too small for the Shari Yerushalayim Latid Lavo, because Meitve. V'olechetchem komemiyut. So the Torah says, I'm going to build you double stories. Right? You're going to hold your head up high. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Meir says, Koma Miyut means twice two stories high. So that's Matayim Ama. Because Adam Arishon, when he was Bumu'at, Gemara Chagiga says he's Bumu'at to Adam Arishon, to 100 Amets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will is Osit to make B'nai Yisrael Kishtiko Mochel Adam Arishon. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Mea Ama, now here's the problem, Kenegere Chalve Kotalav, that each person will be the height of the Heichal, and the Kotalav. The Kotalav means the gates, the walls. If the walls are 100 amot, then, I mean, it's ridiculous to have a 10 by 20 opening. I mean, it looks completely disproportionate. It would have to be much greater than that. Asher ne'emar, asher banenu kinetiim, megudalim b'nu ureim. Boys are like trees that have been carefully tended from the time they're youngsters. And b'notenu kezavuyot b'chutavot avnit Heichal. So you see that the shear is keichal. So what was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? These tiny little openings. I mean, that are only 100 feet high. I mean, what good is that? No. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the air conditioning vents. If he called Rabbi Yochanan, Kavi de Bezika. That was Bezika, not windows. For air conditioning. Those were air conditioning vents. But they also had to look good, you know. So the Malachi HaSharet, we're dealing with the air conditioning vents. But, I mean, the Sharim obviously were much higher. We find seven lashaynes of chupais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in Olam Haba to each tzaddik individually. Because it says, Uvara Hashem al kol machon har tzion va'al mikra'eha. We'll see that means to those who were invited to the party. Anan yomam, v'ashan, v'noga, eish, le'ava, laila, al kol kavod, chupa. So that is now exactly seven lashaynes. So that means that it must be that each one is a different darg of a chupa. Malame, now why does it say al kol kavod? Malame shekol echad v'echad, osela kadosh baruch hu chupa lafi chvodo. Except that each person's chuppah is uniquely made according to the darga of his kavod. Lamaisa, the Rashbam points out, if you're going to darshan al kol kavod chuppah, then you can't darshan that kavod is a chuppah, is one of the seven lashonos. So therefore, you're going to have to add v'chuppah tielatzel yomam, which is the continuation, as the sukkah tielatzel yomam, as the other chuppah. Okay, but in any event, the shaila is over here, that if we're talking about chupot, then the chupot is supposed to protect you from the elements and from things that would irritate you. So how could you possibly use ashan and esh in a chupah? I mean, it's the exact opposite of a chupah. Because it burns your eyes, right? So ashan b'chupah lama. Amar Rabbi Hanina, shekol mi she'inav tzorot b'talmidei chachamim b'olam hazeh, mitmalot einav ashan l'olam haba. means people don't give tzedakah to support Talmidei Chachamim. In this world, their reaction to those chuppas will be to have their eyes burning out. And why is there an eish in the chuppah? Amar Rabbi Chanina, this teaches us that kol echad v'echad is nichme mechupato shel chavero. It means that whatever the chuppah is, it's always going to make you burn with embarrassment. Because l'maisa, since each chuppah is l'fi, the individual, so obviously every individual is going to have things that other people don't have. So each person is going to be hopelessly embarrassed by the fact that they didn't do that, and why wasn't I zeicher to that, and so on. Oy la lo tabusha, oy la lo taklima, it's unimaginable, the embarrassment of such a thing, the loss of an opportunity that can never be gotten again. It's horrific. Never give up on it. Yeah. Kayotze badavar ta'omer. We find the same lotion of, this is a rather strange thing. You're talking about the greatest possible covet, and you're saying that greatest possible covet is horrific embarrassment that's unbelievably painful. We find exactly the same thing when Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the darga that he gave over to Yoshua. It's inconceivable. So, and yet, the reaction was, oy lo tabusha, oy lo taklima, because it's the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, v'natata mehotcha alav. Some of the od of the shine that was on Moshe Rabbeinu should be given to Yoshua. And at the time, the Sanhedrin was aimed on the fact that Pnei Moshe shined like the sun, and Pnei Yoshua like Pnei Levana. So that Yoshua shined like the moon. Such a horrific yirida from the sun to the moon is inconceivable. So the Maaseh, we like to think, that's what Mesil Sharm points out here, we like to think, okay, you know, nafkamina, it's pretty good to have a chuppah and lasilova. I mean, what, I'm going to not worry, it could have been better. There's nothing worse. What you think feeling a little twang of jealousy by Olam Hazeh is real. That's not even real. Here you're talking about lost opportunity. Lost opportunity never can live up. Live down. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Eser Chupot Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu La'Adam HaRishon B'Gan Eden. We find there's 10 Lashonos that express the Chuppah of Adam HaRishon. Shenemar, Be'Eden, Gan Elohim Ayita. Now this is being told now to Chiron Melech Tzur. The Chiron Melech Tzur was a madman. He was consumed by monomania. And he decided that he's God. You know, so he has the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech, and he creates this whole Truman Show for himself, in which he's sitting, he is the creator, and he's got the remozim around him, the Gan Eden, and the clouds, and the this, and the that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and talks to him, and says, tell me, you were in Eden, Gan Elohim Hayita, you have some sense of what you're even talking about, you don't even know what you're talking about. Kol Eden Yikara Misuchatecha, Odem, Pidada, V'Yalom, Tarshish, Shoham, Yoshpe, Sapir, Nofer, Bareket, V'Zahav, Malakatupayet. So you're talking about 10 different things. Marjorie said, no, you're forgetting that the Pasuk continues to say, Kol Evan Yikara. So Kol Evan Yikara is itself. That's the beginning, right? The Eden Gan Elohim Ayita. Kol Evan Yikara, you didn't count. So Kol Evan Yikara is a ribui. So that's now 11. Rabbi Yochanan, and the lowest thing on the list is gold. I mean, so, you know, we're talking about pretty expensive stuff here. Garua shebegulam zar, the kachashim lebesof. So what's the meaning of melechet tupecha unikavecha? Tupecha unikavecha is a contrast. It means your drums and your holes. What's that all about? Kacha mar Rav Yirama Rav, amala kadosh baruch, sorry, tupecha unikavecha, bach, in you. You are such a, I want to say what kind of hole, but you are such a hole that when I was sitting there at my separation and I saw what kind of idiot is going to arrive, I decided there's only one word good enough for him. So Mamela, I had to create those holes, you know. So I turned human beings into bizyanis. So Barati Stakati, I looked at you, and Barati Nikamim Nikavim Ba'adam, because otherwise I wouldn't have had the right words. You know, so we have to show people what they really are. Male, if I hadn't seen that a person could be like you, I would have thought maybe a man should be a mensch. It's for the mensch, you gotta be careful. I saw you, I figured, forget it. You know, they have to learn what they are. So I turned you into empty drums with holes in them. V'yikin Amri Okiyama Bakha. Okay, I'm going to keep saying that. I looked at you, and I decided there's only one solution, and that is tupecha, that means the kever. The kever is like an empty, it's like a drum. So it's because of you that I said there's no solution but mortality. Kanasti mital Adam HaRishon, maybe if Adam hadn't been able to reach such insanity like you, We could have made do with less than mortality, you know, maybe a little bit of cancer here and there. But this is terrible. I mean, there's no solution. To getting back now to the original drasha, we were talking about Hartzion and Al Mikra Eha. What does it mean, Al Mikra Eha? Omar Rab, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, because Loki Yerushalayim Shalom Hazeh Yerushalayim Shalom Abba. You want to know Mikra Eha? Mikra Eha means the invitees, is what it means. What do you think? Everybody's invited. So today in Yerushalayim Shalom Hazeh, fine, Kol Rotze La'alot Ole. You can have every idiot walks into Yerushalayim, you know, we're going to stop them. But Shalom Abba, you have a ticket. You can come in if you get an invitation. Without invitations, there's no entry. So that's what it says. Al mikra eha. V'yomer Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, atidim tzadikim shenikraim al shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar. We see that kol hanikra bishmi ulechvodi berativ yetzativ afatzitiv. So that mikra eha is a remez to what is the invitation. The invitation is calling your name al shemo kol hanikra bishmi. So you too are invited as members of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entourage, so to speak. And on Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, on Rav Yochanan, there's three things that are nikra shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohim, tzadikim, we just said, as we'll see. Mashiach and Yerushalayim. Tzadikim, are the Amor and the Mikra Eha, are nikra bishmi. We also find that Mashiach is called Al Shem Hashem, because the Navi says, V'zeh Shemo, what is Shemo of Mashiach? It's talking about B'yamav Tivashah Yehuda, is going to become now the saving of Yehuda and Yisrael, Yishkan HaVetach, Ashir Yikra'o, the name that they will call him is Hashem Tzidkenu. Call Mashiach Hashem Tzidkenu. Because his shame is Nikra, Hashem Hashchina. Not that I know. Yerushalayim Dichtiv, Saviv Shmona Asra Elef, V'shem Ha'ir. Now here it's talking about around the Shmona Asra Elef, that's the measuring rods of the Malach that Yecheskel saw. V'shem Ha'ir Miyom, and from that day on, the city will be known as Hashem Shama. So it's known as the Mokom of the Shechina, but they use the Shem Hashem in the name of the city. So Al Tikri Shama, V'shem Hashem, it's Shem Ha'ir Miyom, Hashem Shema. Sometimes you could call the city already Al Shem the Shechina. Om Rabbi Elazar, Atidim Tzadikim Shomrim Lifneihem Kadosh, Keder Shomrim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim, who will be saying Kadosh to Tzadikim, the way that they say today, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakot, Shneema, V'haya Nishar B'tzion V'anotar B'yerushalayim, Kadosh, it says B'feresh, Kadosh Yamerlo. So they're going to be called, now who's going to say this Kadosh? L'chara, the only one that could say Kadosh are the Malachim. So it's right that they'll be saying Kedusha to them. V'yomar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'agbiyat Yerushalayim Shalosh Parsaot L'malach. We know that Yerushalayim will be three Parsaot high. Sheneemar, because we find that it talks about V'ra'amah, V'yashva Tachteha. There it's darshaning the size of Yerushalayim, so the height, the Ra'amah of Yerushalayim, is the size of the Yashva Tachteha, which means it's as high as it's wide. My Tachteha means Ki Tachteha. Where do you know that from? How do you know that the width of Yerushalayim is three parsaot? Omar Rabba, because Omar Liyahu Saba, the Didi Chazili Yerushalayim Kamaita. I saw the primal Yerushalayim. Its original size is Tlata Parsoyahavi. So therefore it must be that it's three parsaot high. Vishema Tomar Yesh Tsar La'alot. Maybe I'll say, boy, to get that high, it's not easy to get up that high. No, Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Pasuk tells us, that's not hard at all, because mi ela ka'av tu ufena v'chayonim ela ruvoteh. They'll fly up like clouds, and like birds, back to their places. So you see that it's easy to get around. Omer of Papa, but you see from here, that if it's ka'av tu ufena, it must be that clouds reach as high as three parsaot. So shvamina ha'yiv atlata parsoi, immediately. Omer ebechanina bar Papa, b'kesha kadosh baruch hu latet et Yerushalayim b'midah. Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give over the midot of Yerushalayim because Zechariah sees his vision of the Malach who's coming with a measuring rod, measuring string, and he asks him, so where are you going? So the Malach tells him, I'm going. He says, V'yomer Elai, lamud et Yerushalayim, lirot kama rochba v'kama orka. So the Malach Yashares heard that answer. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on over here? Ribbono shel Olam, harbei krachim barata ba'olamecha shelamot ha'olam. I don't know. You got New York, you got Mexico City, you got Beijing. Where did that? These places don't have any sizes. I mean, lo natat midat orka midat rochba. They just keep expanding. Yerushalayim sheshimcha betocha u'mikdashcha betocha v'tzadikim betocha. So what, you want to put a wall around it and say up to here? You can't go outside. Atanotem b'midah. So we find that immediately after that comes back the Malach, another Malach comes back And the Zechariah just heard from that Malach, he's going to Lamudot Yerushalayim, and this Malach says, go back and tell the boy it was a mistake. The boy being Zechariah, right? So Ruth Stabir Anarla, tell that boy it was a mistake. Prazot Hashem Yerushalayim. So Mirov Adam, Nuveimah Betocha. Omar Eish Lakish, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sif Al Yerushalayim. Elef Tefef Ginot, Elef Kefel Migdalim, Elef Litzi Biraniot, and Elef Vishnesh Shilo Totafraot. What this is talking about, nobody knows. The Rashbam Tainas that each one of these weird words, the Tefef and the Kefel and the Litzi and the Shilo, are just gematriot. The only thing is that they were words that were used in Reish Lakish's town. So he made a simon for the gematria that people would relate to. But they don't mean anything to us. The Tosfos says that they're not gematrias. They're descriptions. That doesn't explain all of them, but Tefef, he brings for the pasuk Haloch v'tofof telachna by Benot Zion. Or the Lashon of Litz, of Kefel, he brings a Lashon of Kefel, Kapla Ocho Barzel. So it means like beautiful columns. Tefef means smooth and perfectly sculptured gardens. So according to him, it's descriptive, not numbers. The number is Aleph. And Totfaraot are apparently fortified areas. Each one of these is as large as the city of Tzipori in its good times. And we see Tzipori in its, you know, in its broken down times. But Rabbi Yossi said, I was there. Ani ra'iti Tzipori b'shalvata. You want to talk about Tzipori? Let me tell you. There were 180,000 shvakim shomocher tzika gedera. Just for the soul food area, which was just for the foreign workers. You know, the 180,000 shvakim just of the tzika gedera. Imagine, you know. That was the fast food joints. Vatzlaot tzela al tzela shalosh u'shloshim pa'amim. Now, shalosh u'shloshim pa'amim does not make sense because, you know, we actually spoke about this before. That when we were talking about Ta, the Lashon of Ta, Tzela, and so on, one of the riyas was that there are 33 Ta'im, because you had 11 on every Koma, and there were three levels of Ta'im, three Komot, but then why would it say Shalosh Shloshim Pe'amim? It should say Shalosh Shloshim, period. And yet, Yecheskel has, this is the pasuk we bought before, Letzla'ot Saviv Saviv, and we said, okay, so that's 33, makes sense. But why 33 Pe'amim? Why Shalosh Shloshim Pe'amim? Omer of Levi, Omer of Papi, Mishun Rabbi Yehoshua de Sichni. Because what we're talking about over here is remuzim, not only to the Yehechal, but to the nested levels of Echolais, which are dependent on the nested levels of Yerushalayim. So obviously there's different dargas of Yerushalayim. So the simple way we talk about Yerushalayim Shomala, Yerushalayim Shomata, but obviously it's not one quick jump from Yerushalayim Shomata, Yerushalayim Shomala. I mean, we find that the ladder of Yaakov Avinu had all of these rungs. Where are the rungs? So that's the Shaila. I don't know how many the Navi's talking about. It could be. He's talking about three nested levels, in which case it would be each one would have 30. It could be 30 nested levels, in which case each one would be Shalosh Pami. But whatever it is, so if there's three Yerushalayim, so then each one of those three Yerushalayims has 30 levels within it. So that's Shloshim Medorim. Lamala, if there's 30 Yerushalayim, so each one has three. But one way or the other, it's referring to different sets of nesting, which each one's a different dark. Anyway, getting back to the simple meaning of Sfina, which is just like a boat kind of thing, instead of a place of hidden secrets. So how are you kena a Sfina? Because the Sfina can move, so then it doesn't have the din of kinyonim of real estate, as the din of kinyonim of metaltalim, in which case you'd have to be Moshech a Sfina. So how far would you have to be Moshech HaSvina? That's Kiniklis B'Meshicha. So it's a Machlokes. Svina, Rav Amar Kivan Shemashach Koshu Kana. V'Shmuel Amar Lo Kana, Ad Shem Shachet Kula. The only way to be Kena Svina is you have to move the whole thing. So in other words, if you move it only a foot, most of the Svina is where it was. If it's a 20-foot boat. So according now to Rav, it's okay, what's Afkamina? You moved it. Who cares how long you moved it? Shmuel says, no, you'd have to move it out of its place. If it's a 20-foot boat, you'd have to move it 20 feet until it's in a completely different place. Otherwise, it's similar to this. We have the same shadow that Gabi Hoitzah on Shabbos. You're dragging something which is partially where it was. And it's not completely in the new place. And then that's not called that you changed this makom. So let me get done right. L'chaira, this is a machloket tanoim that we have by a kinyan of animals. So over there we said, the machloket is like this. Ketzad b'misira. If you're giving over a bal chai, you can give it over through handing it over. Now the Riva understands that to mean that the owner has to hand it to you. But Tosis brings a raya from here. The whole mashma'ut is here that you went and take it, because it says achazabet lafel. So you just grab its foot. But that means, so then he says the Rash explains the pshat over here is maybe that you grabbed it because the owner told you to hold the foot. So that's the same thing as a masir of the owner. Okay, maybe. So the different approaches to whether you could do this on your own, bizoicha, requires das acheres that hands it to you. But anyway, you grab it by its foot or by its hair or by the ukav shalel, which is the saddle. Or a shleif shalel, those are the bags carrying things on its back. Or beprum b'yashabet pia, maybe the bit in its mouth. Or bezork shabet zavara, you have now the bell around its neck. Whatever, you're kona. So over there, you just hold on to it, so you're ready, you're taking over its ownership, so to speak. That's not the kinyan meshicha, that's besira, you're kena. The meshicha, you don't have to hold it at all. So the meshicha, you could just call it. Korei laviba. You call it and it responds to your voice and it comes. Or you hit it with a stick and it starts to run. So over there, the moment that it was given chakra yad v'regel kana, you pick up a hand and a foot, and there's a 4 foot and a leg, that's sufficient. It doesn't need to actually have moved all 4 feet. Rabbi Achi, since it was Rabbi Achi, says, no, it has to be ma'alech maloko mata. So that's exactly a machloket over here, right? As an animal moves first 2 legs, there's obviously some small movement of its body, and it's stretching now from the place where it was before it lifts up its other 2 legs, and that's the way it walks. And now it lifts up the other leg, pulls ahead, that stretches now the body ahead of the other legs, and so on. But, so notice, if you hold like the Tanakama, it means you walk a little bit, but you didn't move the whole body, same thing with the Svina. So apparently Rav holds like the Tanakama. And Shmuel Azik Ravach, you have to move the whole thing because you have to move the front legs and the four, all 4 legs. Says the Gemara, no, Marmelach Rav, not necessarily. I'm not Refilu Ravach. I hope Ravach would agree with me because Atkan Okam Ravach Ela Bebalei Chayim. If you're talking about a living organism, so over there, it's possible to move in a way in which it's still in the same place. The Alpha Gav Dokra Yad Verego. It's nonetheless beduch takayma. It's still where it was, because its feet are still where it was. A svina, if you move it, it's not where it was. I mean, there's no way to stretch the boats that I leave part of it behind and I'm pulling the front part. But by an animal, you can do that. So there I would agree about it. You have to move the whole thing, otherwise it's mamish where it was. Svina, given an arabapurta, not a lakula. If you move some of the boat, the rest of the boat has a tendency to come along. Where Shmuel says, and I could say, I feel like a tanakama. Because Adkan lokomatanakam alabali chayim. Since you're dealing with a living organism, so memela, there is now a mode of walking. So the mode of walking is your ochre, front leg, back leg, and then the next piece is to be ochre, the other front leg, the other back leg. This is part of a moving mechanism. A mechanism is a different thing. Once you start the mechanism, you're moving. With a boat, it's not trying to say, once you start moving, you're moving. If I stop pulling, it stops moving. So over there, it's not trying to say that I've already put it into motion. What do you mean put it into motion? Requires an input of energy. It's not a self-motivated organism. So over there, it says, Shmuel, I'm also made it. So, Adkan, let's talk about Balei Chayim. By Balei Chayim, given to Miyakra, Yad Verego, so then, by definition, Idach L'Miyakra Kaima, you're now holding by the next automatic movement. Either you're Meshech Kula or you're not. So you Meshech Kula in. The moment you stop, you stop. Tomorrow we're going to see another complex Machlokas Tanoim and see whether there's really a Makar for the Machlokas Rav Shmuel as Tanoim. Barnea, you're not ready for your presentation. You have your video camera and you can bring it.
It says that one should prepare 4 times before speaking. I was not able to do that, but I'll share at least some of what came out. This Gemara is the fascination of everybody who's studying Eretz Yisrael and trying to understand it. So the Tzvor Sa'aretz of Yosef Schwartz, who's Meir Schwartz's great uncle, dedicates an entire chapter, which starts with our Gemara, Rabbi Vassar, what are these seven seas, and what are these four rivers? The Arach, Zwazards. The first one over a century ago that said, okay, let's put things together. I tried to find the Kafta Peterah. Perach talks about this because he's the Rishon. I didn't have time to look further.
What does Rabbi Ariel do with the fact that it doesn't mention Havrat and what's going on?
I don't have Rabbi Ariel's encyclopedia.
How does Eretz Yisrael not go all the way to the Euphrates? That's the first thing that you would think. If you're talking about the Nahoris, it has to go to the Avram.
Why are we dealing with the Nilus and the Pride? What does that mean? Yeah. So, yeah. Which Eretz Yisrael is it? So this is an entire chat. So the Aruch says, first of all, that Yam means a deep area. Don't get mixed up with oceans, etc. When we say sea or mer, etc., it means a deep mikvat maim rabin. So it has to be thick area. That's very important for one of the pshatim. So our Gemara has seven places in terms of the seas first. Tveria, Stone, Chulat, Chulta, Sifri, and Aspania. Okay, and Yamarabba. Yamarabba, the general consensus is that it's the Mediterranean. Not everybody, but the general consensus is that it's the Mediterranean. Yamashal Tveria, nobody argues, is the Kinneret. Yamashal Stone, I have my own shot in a second, but Yamashal Stone is definitely dealing with what is called the Salt Sea, Yam HaMelech, or the Dead Sea. Now, Chulat, some want to say it's a mistake, and it really should be Eilat. And we're talking down south, and that's why we were talking about Mekif and its surroundings, so Eilat is down south. Yeah. Chulta is is this complicated? The Aruch wants to say it has to do with Hula, which is also known in Roman times as Ulata, and it's part of Yam HaDisivchi. Sivchi, both the Tvuasa Aretz and the Aruch say, is the Hula swamp in that area, which used to be much more full. And the Tvuasa Aretz is Sumchu, it means uplifted, and that's the Meimorim of Yehoshua. Okay, but there's a pshat that says that it's Birkat El Ram, which is high up, which has the name Ram, and which is called Fiala, which also may relate. So if we look at this map, here is the Kinneret, and here they put in, because this is a map of showing you the way the Roman times, and so the Hul is not drawn up, Sebachomitis Lakus, I don't know if I pronounce it, Ulata, and over here you see this blue dot, which is Fiale, that's Birkat Ram. And Josephus says that it's one of the sources also of the Yarden, and I forgot which source says Diocletian's put in chaff into Birkas Ram and watched it come out in the Yarden. He did a test. Okay, but it's generally accepted that there are underground streams filling it, not just rainwater, which I think means that my tour guide course made a mistake, I think, but it too all streams down into here. So this isn't the Golan, this is relative to today's discussion, is the Golan part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Right? But so this is Birkat El Ram. Right? So that may be Sifchi of our Gemara and Sumchon de Shalmi may be the same, and Sumchon one shot is that it's uplifted, it's Birkat El Ram. The other will be no, it's actually part of the Hula. So there's two different approaches there. Aspamia, the Aruch says is a problem, and also the Tvus Aruch says it should be Apamia, and now there's two approaches. One is that it's a stream, it's an area near Akko, and that's why it would be very interesting if you hold that it's a mistaken girsa by the famous Chazal that a fish from Aspamia tastes different than the fish in Yamashal Akko. It means even though there's a short distance between them, but the fish tastes completely different. I want to suggest that, etc. Or it might be from the pools and streams which are near Beit Shan. There's a lot of streams that come out of the Gaboa there. That's another one. And dealing with different chazals being near Akko, that's also near Akko. It's an hour's drive, etc. There's another approach that Pamia is an area which, if I understand this correctly, is in Lebanon. Is in Syria. But the Sidur Shami asks the question, what happened with Yama de Chametz? Why isn't that counted? And it answers that that's man-made. And they say that's by Homs in Syria. But there is an area. It's really? I thought this area isn't.
Pamia is in Syria.
Pamia is in Syria. So the area is called Balad El Khuli or Balad El Malach. It could also relate to one of the Yama de Milchas, may also be connected there. And the area looks, when it's all marshy and dried up, it looks like it's salted over. So that's why it might relate to Milcha also. Four, that's like a light round one, this is chapter 7. The four rivers, the Yarden we know, the Yarmuch. Where's the map? So they're over there. The Yarmuch will show you in a second. Kidomion, the Tvus Aruch says, is the river of Amana, which goes through Damascus. And Pija is still used as today as the Parpar River. The number of rivers go through Damascus, so they're saying it's up there. So Damascus, which is Aram, is also there. I want to suggest one of the approaches to work this through is that Yama de Milcha and Yama Shel Stom are two parts of
Yam HaMelech. If you can say about the Chula that it's divided into different pools, if you do an analysis, it could be the south part, which is by stone, is Yam HaShel stone, and Yam HaMelech, the salting part, is already the northern part. Let's just see for a minute and a half.
But in those days, it wasn't noticed.
It's so divided.
It's only now. It's 50 years that
it's significantly different. But it could be, if I'm just saying, if you're making these micro divisions, even in the
Chula. I thought even when I first came here 45 years ago, you didn't see it. You didn't see this distinction.
No, here's a frightening distinction. But it could be over here that this depression over here is a separate yam, is a separate eagle up. And another shot in Chula, and Chula is eagle, round. It has a round image to it. So it could be that there's a separate yam here from the yam here, even without all the time. So maybe this is, you know, Shila Teilal over here, Damascus over here, two rivers running through the Mese, the Amana, the Tarpa River. Birkat Ram is about, I think that's it, where my thumb is. Here's, of course, the yard. And here's where the Chula would be, since this is a satellite picture, not like the other one. You're not really seeing the big swampy marsh, which my grandfather almost died drawing from the sickness. And then here's Yam HaShel Tveria, and then the Yarden. And it talks about the Yarden really comes out of Dan, and flows through Yam HaShel Simcha, throws through Yam HaShel Tveria, down through Yam HaShel Stone, and out to over the Yam HaDon. That was a Kafa Aleph, a brief Kafa Beis. My cousin Zevi Meisels works on the art scroll and worked on Becharos Daf Nun Hey, which is the cousin to the Sudya, and he sat and did some work for me. So he says like this: the Indian Ocean. Becharos Nun Hey. Okay. Shall I quote the text? Yeah. So he says like this: first of all, he's neman to art scroll, and he brings what the art scroll brings. That Simchi Yisamch, which is Chula, mostly the Great Seas Mediterranean. He said there's a contemporary work that argues it's the Indian Ocean, to which a channel supposedly once flowed from the Dead Sea via the Red Sea and the Gulf. And this morning he sent me, it says, that's a sefer from Reb Yud Y.N. Meltzer called Tagel Arava, regarding the halachic status of the Negev. The problem he's trying to get around is that the Brisa says that the Yarden goes to the Dead Sea into the Great Sea, but we plainly see it does not. So I wrote this up in Bechoros 55a, the same Brisa as Baba Basra 74. Radal suggests that it links up underground. Derech Amuna, which is Reb Chaim Kays, that Reb Chaim Kanyevsky, says something similar. Reb Meltzer said it used to go into the Red Sea, to the Gulf of Aden, to the Indian Ocean. But another contemporary author gives him a hard time, the Mishar Rava by B.C. Blau. As for other sources, the identification of these bodies were dealt with halach l'maisa lent by Derech Amuna, the Bir Lacha to Rambam Shumas 1:7. He draws a map, so check it out. You might also want to look at Radal to pick Reb Elezer 11:20. Also, I cited Pirush Hagadas of Rasha to Baba Basra 74, Chuvas Tashbats, Volume 3, 198, and Mitzvah's David, Yeshua 15:5, but I don't remember what exactly is that they dealt with. Right?
You choose your friends well.
Yes, thank you. And Tuvas Aretz based in Ushami says, Aspam is a Pami near the Syrian town Apamia, like in Chalat. Chilsa was near Banyas at Al Ram that I showed you, and Chilsa is a lot of Pakibash.
It's a nice beginning.
Now, the seven seeds, the four
rivers.
The Yarden goes through and goes after the Yam HaGadol. So the question is what that means.
Okay, we need to do our review. Hello, hello. Yes, Kiyos Rav Dimi Ab Rav Yochanan Amai Dichtiv Kiyu Ayami Misada V'al Neharot Yichonenea Elu Shivat Yamim V'arba Aneharot Shemekifin Et Eretz Yisrael Ve'elu Hein Shiva Yamim Yam HaShel Tveria, Yam HaShel Stom, Yam HaShel Eilat, Yam HaShel Chilta, Yam HaShel Sivchi V'yam Apamia V'yam HaGadol Ve'elu Hein Arba Aneharot Yarden, Yarmoch, Yerumion, and Figa. The author of Dimi Omer Yochanan Atid Gavriela Sokinignia im Leviathan. Shenemar, Atim Shog Leviathan Bechaka, Ubechevel Tashkia Leshono, Vilmalea Kadosh Baruch Wazro, in Yokolo. Shenemar, also Yigash Harbo. The author of Dimi Omer Yochanan Bishash, Leviathan Rahev, Motzi Evel Mipivu Martiach, Kome Motzi Mitzula. Shenemar, Yartiach Kisir Mitzula. ויומלא מכניס ראשו לגן עדן, אין כל בריה יכולה לעמוד ברחוב. שנאמר, ים ישים כמרקחה, ובשעה שצמא עושה תלמים תלמים בים. שנאמר, אחריו יאיר נתיב. אומר רבי יעקב, אין תום חוזר לאיתנו, עד 70 שנה, שנמה יחשוב תהום לסיבה, ואין סיבה פחותה מ-70 שנה. אומר רבא, אומר רבי יוחנן, עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא לעשות סעודה לצדיקים מבשרו של לוויתן, שנמה יחרו אליו חברים, ואין קירה אלא סעודה, שנמה ויחרה להם קירה גדולה, ויוכלו וישתו, ואין חברים אלא תלמידי חכמים, שנמה יושבת בגנים חברים מקשיבים לקולך השמיעיני. והשאר מחכים אותו ועושים בו סעודה, סחורה ושורקי ירושלים. שנמה יחצו בין כנענים, אין כנענים אלא תגרים, שנמה כנען בידו מאזני מרמה לעשוק אוהב, ואי בעידי ממיח אשר סוחרי השרים כנעניה נכבדי הארץ. ואומר רבא, אומר רבי יוחנן, עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא לעשות סוכה לצדיקים מאורו של לוויתן, שנאמר, אתה מעלה בסוכות אורו, זכה עושים לסוכה, לא זכה עושים לו צלצל, שנאמר, וצלצל דגים ראשו, זכה עושים לצלצל, לא זכה עושים לו ענק, שמבענקים לגרגורותיך, זכה עושים לו ענק, לא זכה עושים לו כמיע, שמבתקשרנו לנערותיך, והשאר פורצה הקדוש ברוך הוא חומות ירושלים, וזיבו מבהיק מסוף העולם והצופו, שנאמר והלכו גויים לאורך ומלאכים לנוגע זרחך. ושמתיך את קודשים שותייך, אומר רבי על שמוע בנחמיני, פליגה בתרי מהלוכי ברקיע, גבריאל ומיכאל, וארם לתרי המורוי במערוב, ומענינו יהודה וחיסקיה בני רבי חיה. אחד אומר שוהם ואחד אומר ישפה. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, אוקיי, זה לא לפי קטקות, קדן וחדן. הוא שערייך למני אקדח, כי עוד יעתי רבי יוחנן וקדוש, עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להביא אבנים טובות ומרגליות שהן 30-30, וחוקק בהם 10-20, ומעמידם בשערי ירושלים, לגלג עליו אותו תמיד, אשת גביית את הציצלה לא משכחינה, כולי עם משכחינה, לימים הפליגה ספינתו בים, חוזר מלאכי השרת, יעתי וקומנציה אבנים טובות ומרגליות, שהן 30-30, וחוקוק באמס וברום מסרים, אמר לו, אני למען, אמרו לה, תראה, הקדוש ברוך הוא, עמידה משאר ירושלים. עד לכם רבי יוחנן, אמר לה, וואו, דרוש רבי, לכאן היה לי דרוש, כאשר אמרת, כן ראיתי, אמר לו, ריקה, כמלא ראית, לא האמנת, ולהגלג על דברי חכמים אתה, נותן עיניו בו ונעשה גל של עצמות. מתווה, והולך אתכם קוממיות, ומי אומר, 200 מעמה כשתי קומות של אדם הראשון, רבי יהודה אומר, מי העמה כנגד היכל וכותלה, שמה שבנינו כנתיים מגודלים ונוראים בנתנו כזוויות מכותבות תבנית היכל. זה היה כרבי עוני 10-20. כי כאום רבי יוחנן לקוות וזיקה. ואומר רבו, אומר רבי יוחנן, עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא לעשות 7 חופות לכל צדיק וצדיק, שנאמר וברא השם על כל מכון הר ציון ועל מקראיה, ענן יומם ועשן ונוגה אש להבה לילה, כי על כל כבוד חופה, מלאם שכל אחד ואחד עושה לו קדוש ברוך הוא חופה לפי כבודו. השם בחופה למה? אומר רבי חנינא שכל מי שעיניו צרות בתלמידי חכמים בעולם הזה, מתמלות עיניו השם לעולם הבא. ואיש בחופה למה? אומר רבי חנינא מלאם שכל אחד ויחד נכווה בחופתו של חברו. אוי לה לאותה בושה, אוי לה לאותה כלימה, כיוצא בדבר אתה אומר ונתת מעודך עליו ולא כל עודך, הזכירים שבאותו אדו אמרו, פני משה כבני חמה, פני יהושע כבני לבנה, אוי לה לאותה בושה, אוי לה לאותה כלימה. אמר רב חמר ברבי חנינא, 10 חופות עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא לאדם הראשון בגן עדן, שנאמר בעדן גן אלוהים היית, כל אבן יקרה, and it goes on to list now, the אודם, פידתא, יעלום, תשי, שום, יוש, פסאפ, נופך, ברקת, and זהב, so it's 10. Marzutram, it's 11. It starts with Saint Kolevin Yikara. Om Rav Yochan, v'garua shem kolam zahav, d'kacha shavar v'besov. Mai melechet tupecha v'nekavecha. Tupecha v'nekavecha v'chva. Om Rav Yudah, om Rav, om Rav, l'akadosh baruch hu l'chir ha-melech tzur. You know, b'cha nistakalti, u'barati nekavim ba'adam. ויקרי אמרי אבי כאמר, בכל נסתכלת וכנסתי מיטה לאדם הראשון. מה ועל מקראיה, getting back to the הרציון הנצחופות, אמר רבא, אמר רבי יוחנן, לא כירושלים של עולם הזה, ירושלים של עולם הבא. ירושלים של עולם הזה, כל הרוצה לעלות עולה, בעד של עולם הבא, אין עולים לה, מזומנים לה. ויאמר רבי אמר רבי יוחנן עתידין צדיקים שנקרא אין על שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא שנאמר כל הנקרא בשמי ולכבודי ברטיב יצרתי וחסיתיו אמר שבו בר נחמני אמר רבי יוחנן שלושה נקרא על שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא ואלו אין צדיקים משיח וירושלים צדיקים עוד אמרן משיח דכתיב וזה שמו שיקראו השם צדקנו ירושלים דכתיב וסביב 18,000 ושם העיר מיום, השם שמה. אז הוא שמה על השמה. אמר רב אלעזר עתידים, צדיקים שאומרים לפניהם קדוש, כדרך שאומרים לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא שם הוויה נשאר בציון, והנותר בירושלים, קדוש יאמר לו. ויאמר רב אמר רבי יוחנן עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להגביה את ירושלים שלוש פרסות למעלה, שנאמר ורעמה וישבה תחתיה. מהי תחתיה? כי תחתיה. ממהי תחתיה צעת הפרס יבוא? אמר רבו, בקזר אמר לי, הוא סתם, לדידי חוזי לירושלים כמייתה, ותלת הפרסוי אבו. שמה תאמר, יש צער לעלות, תלמוד לומר, מי אלה כאב תאופן האוכיונים אל הרובותיהם. אמר פופו, but from here, מנוש מאמינה, ורעיבה תלת הפרסי מידלי. אמר רבי חנין הבא, פופו, ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא לתת את ירושלים במידה, שמה ואומר, אנה אתה הולך, ויאמר אליי, למוד את ירושלים לראות כמה רוחבה וכמה אורכה. אמרו מלאכי השרת לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם הרבה כרכים בראת בעולמך של אומות העולם ולא נתת מידת אורכן מידת רוחבן ירושלים ששמך בתוכה ומקדשך בתוכה צדיקים בתוכה אתה נותן במידה מיד והיום אליו רוץ תבר על הנער על אז לומר פרזות תשב ירושלים רוב אדם ובהמה בתוכה אומר יש לו כשתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להוסיף על ירושלים אלף תפף גינות אלף כפר מגדולים אלף ליצוי ברוניות, אלף ושני שילות ופפרעות. וכל אחת ויחד אבי כציפורי, כציפורי בשלוותה. תני אומר ביוסי, אני ראיתי ציפורי בשלוותה. והיו בה 180,000 שווקים שמוכרי ציקי גדרה. והצלעות צלע על צלע שלוש ושלוש פעמים. מה? שלוש ושלוש פעמים. אומר בלבי, אומר פאפי, משום רבי ישור את הסכנין. עם שלושה ירושלים אין, כל אחד ואחד יש פה 30 מדורים למעלה. עם 30 ירושלים, כל אחד ואחד יש פה 3 מדורים למעלה. איתמה, סבין הרב אומר, כמין שמשך כושו קנה, שמול אומר לו, קנה שמשך את כולה. למקטנוי, תצד במסירה אחזה בדלפה, בסערה, בואו כבשה לה, בשליף שלה, בחום יש בפיה. וזוג שבצברה, קנה. קצה במשיכה, קורא לה ואיבה, או שתישה במקל ורצתה לפניו, כמין שעקרה יד ורגל, קנה רבחה, ואמר לו רבחה, אומר, נו, עד שתך מלוא קומתה. סולי מרב, יום הקטן, הקם ושבור להם את רבחה, אמר לך רב, נו, אני אמר אפילו רבחה, עד כאן לא כמה רבחה, אלו בא לחגים, because over there it stretches, ואבא גב לא קרה יד ורגל בדוח תקיימה, אבל ספינה, כיוון נדע בפורט, נדע לה כולו, ושמול אמר על הקנשר, יאנה דה אמר אפילו קטן הקמה, because עד כאן לא קמה תנא קמה אלא בבעלי חיים. דכיוון דביעקר יד ורגל, ממילא ילך אוטומטיקלי מהקרקעים, אבל ספינה, איזה משהו לקולה, אין בריא לא,